temple because you could shoot down, the crowds were at your mercy, and the Greeks installed a garrison in the fortress of Antonius, thereby in effect taking control of the entire area of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Harabais. Then the Greeks passed other laws. They banned the observance of the Shabbos on the pain of death. Then they behaved even more hideously. The Gemara records for us that there was a period of time that lasted a number of decades that the Kala on the wedding night, the Greek officer in town had the right to live with her first, which was also an unspeakable type of gzeira. And it was and the Gemara in Ksubis explains to us how the Jews tried to avoid the consequences of that gzeira, of moving the wedding night around, of secret weddings, of all sorts of things to try and avoid that problem. But it could not be universally avoided. And then the Greeks banned circumcision, so that he who circumcised his child, so both the child and the father were killed. And then the Greeks demanded that in every town, every Jewish town, altars to the Greek idols be established, and that sacrifices be offered on a regular basis by the leaders of the town. Now, all of these laws, and also the Jewish educational system, was entirely interrupted. All of the schools of learning, the yeshivas, etc., all of that was interrupted. And it was so bad that a sizable number of Jews fled from Eretz Yisrael, again going south into Egypt, again settling in the area of Alexandria. So that was like a rebirth for Alexandria because of the fact of the persecution that existed in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that the Jews in Bovel who also were under the control of the Greeks were not persecuted. Bovel led a charmed life for most of its existence. Bovel was never persecuted by the Greeks, never by the Romans, and never by the Muslims, till our time, till 1952. When the Jewish community was sent away, they had really lived a charmed life. The schus of the Torah, of the Talmud, had protected them from all of these problems. But the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were on the verge of annihilation, at least spiritual annihilation. And that brings us to the story of Hanukkah, where I'm going to backtrack with you at the Zugos, the leaders of Israel after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, but tonight I'm discussing the historical continuity here. What happened was that in the year 165 before the Common Era, a group of people finally stood up to the Greeks. And that's the basic story of Hanukkah, of Matisyo and his family. We don't know that much about Matisyo and the Hashmonaim, except that they were Kohanim, and that they were descended from the family of the high priests. Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Godol. So most of the Mefarshim think that the words Kohen Godol modify Yochanan, that Matisyo's father was the Kohen Godol, not Matisyo himself. Others say that even his father wasn't the Kohen Godol, but it came from a family that were descended from high priests. And they were very miyuchas. And they lived in a small town called Modin, which is about 15 miles from Yerushalayim. You can see the town today. And one day the Greeks came to the town, and they set up this altar, and they gathered all the Jews of the town around them, and they said, "Now you're going to sacrifice this pig to the god Zeus.